Warm at 1.3 with Dr. Matt on Wellness Wednesday, presented by Restoration Wellness. And we talked about sunscreens a little while ago, but now we're going to talk about what happens when you get a sunburn. What should you do?
Well, you know, again, thankfully, I've got lots of personal experience to lean on here. So I can tell you my tried and true. I've basically got, you know, 2 to 3 steps you can try here, depending on how far down the rabbit hole you want to go. Aloe is my best friend when it comes to a sunburn. Aloe mm-hmm. just does such yeah. an incredible job yeah. managing that inflammation, right? So you've used that as well, Christy?
Oh, yes. I lived in Florida, so I used aloe many a times.
Yeah. It's a gift.
Yes. So,
you got to have it. It's just such an effective way to... Mm-hmm. Just soothe the skin, you know, and really helps it repair too, which is nice. The second step for me, but it's got to be a second step. You don't want to do this right out the gate. Coconut oil is a wonderful choice there too, because it kind of takes that healing effect. So the aloe can really knock down the inflammation, really shut down that irritation in the skin. The coconut oil as a follow-up. So once you're a couple of days removed from that initial sunburn, I love the coconut oil because the coconut oil will really cellularly help the skin to heal. So again, if we're concerned about the fact that the sun and the radiation and the skin damage and cellular damage, that's really what happens, you know, with precancerous changes, you want to make sure that the body has tools, has supports to really help them heal quickly. Coconut oil is a wonderful follow-up there. And then, you know, the third idea here is, you know, really helping your body to manage the inflammation from the inside out. So what's really highly recommended when you're right, you know, in the moment of, oh, shoot, yep, I definitely got roasted here. Get yourself, you know, some quality electrolytes. That's going to be a big difference maker, help your body manage the fluid retention. Again, same thing, manage the inflammation, but, you know, from the inside instead of a topical solution.
All right. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt here on Warm 101.3.